Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are on borrowed time here on the Common Sense Show, as are all my colleagues, my great colleagues out there. We have been legislated against. You'll find out this next year the JCPA is going to take all of us off the air. So you better get what you can from us while you can get it. Hey, we're brought to you by something that you absolutely, without hesitation or question, need, and that is storable food. You're going to hear Bob Griswold, our guest, talk about some of this strain on the supply chain, and it's more of a strain. It's deliberate destruction. And my hat goes off to Tucker Carlson, who's now calling it what it is, the deliberate takedown of America based on the green climate change cult and the Ukrainian war that we've given $100 billion to this year. These people that run our government are insane communists designed to destroy us, and they want to take away your food. The only way you can respond is to get your own storable food, and we can do that at My Patriot Supply, and we do it inexpensively. The three-month emergency kit has a $250 savings, and I recommend you get one for each member of your family. 25-year shelf life, 2,000 calories per day. You're not eating to lose weight. You're eating to survive in that situation. So go to foodwithdave.com. That's foodwithdave.com. And if you have food, you darn well better have a water filtration system, particularly as we are going to see roving blackouts because of fuel shortages. Mark my words, it is going to happen. It's happening in Europe. It's going to happen here. So you may have to scavenge for water, and the Alexa Pure Pro Water Filter, well, it's as good as it gets. It has research at waterwithdave.com. They also have a special, and I recommend strongly that you get more than one water filter, because volume and transport could be an issue for you. So go to waterwithdave.com. And then finally, they're coming after you with Executive Order 14067. That's the digital. That's the Chinese social credit system designed by the engineers of Google. Yeah, they designed it for China. They beta tested it. Now they're bringing it to us. And let me say, the New York Fed has started. They have started. Did you hear? It's already here. And what that means is you better not pout. You better not shout. You better not cry. I'm telling you why. The digital currency and ID is coming to town. And they will take everything from you, just like Trudeau did on the trucker strike. Mark my words, folks. So Noble Gold can protect your nest egg. They can convert your soon-to-be worthless IRA to a gold-backed IRA. Act on it now, folks. I got to say this, though. This is the FTC requirement. We should get a warning from the government, too, every time they talk, because every time this administration talks, they lie. So here's my FTC-required warning. Past performance is no guarantee of future performance, and every investment carries an inherent risk. We're talking about protecting nest egg. By the way, I'm a customer of Noble Gold, have been for several years, and I'm extremely satisfied. You will be too. So go to goldbeforelate.com, get free information sent to you, or call them directly at 877-646-5347, 877-646-5347. Hear me clearly. All three of these sponsors of this show are needed by you for your preparation. I hope you never need them, but I think we're past the point of no return. Thanks so much, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to this, but we're bringing you what I think is a red alert warning, and Bob Griswold has experience talking about the things he's going to talk about today, and that's the takedown of a country, the deliberate takedown of a country. And again, my gratitude and thanks go out to Tucker Carlson, whose Friday night show on Black Friday nailed it, nailed the intentionality, nailed what they're doing, and Bob Griswold is here to add his two cents to this with his experience. So, folks, don't let the young ones hear this broadcast, because this is dire. Bob, welcome to the show.
I was just going to say, Tucker, it's good to be here. David, it's good to be here. Sorry about that.
Tucker drives a little nicer car than I do.
I think that'd be a compliment instead of a pejorative, though.
Oh,
No, Dave, when you were – you have brothers and sisters, right?
I have a sister. I have a sister who's deceased.
Okay. Well, I mean, for all of us that have brothers and sisters out there, I just want to say, you know, I remember, you know, doing something wrong. And it was always, well, my brother made me do it. You know, he made me do it, and we'd always use that blame game to try to mitigate our guilt in the matter, okay? We'd always want to shift the blame to someone else. It goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, and I'm making a point here, which we're going to tie into the story. Adam and Eve and Lucifer, as represented by the serpent, you know, Eve said, the serpent made me do it. Okay, because she didn't want to recognize the fact that she was culpable in disobeying God. And then Adam came up and said, Lord, it was the woman you gave me, thereby directly blaming God. So he was looking someone to blame, and he blamed not only the woman, but he was blaming God because God gave the woman to him. And so, you know, we have this thing in us that we always want to mitigate our fault or detract from our culpability in a matter where something has been done wrong. I think we all understand that. You know, he did make me do it. They did this, that. It's not my fault. We hear that all the time. If you ever ride with a police officer, which I have many times, and they stop some bad guy, you know, it's not my fault. You don't understand. Those weren't my pants. I know there's a bunch of dope in it, but they're not my pants. I mean, you hear it all. And then let's go forward thousands of years, and we have a guy named Nero, and he burns down Rome. And it's the Christians, okay? It's the Christians. They did it, okay? And let's go a couple more hundred years in the future to St. Augustine, which I'm reading right now, and this is what precipitated this whole conversation, St. Augustine, the City of God. Well, as the book opens up, St. Augustine documents the fact that Christians were blamed for the downfall of Rome, especially the sacking of Rome, but whatever crisis it was Christians, okay, were blamed for it. Because, and this is the key point, this is the real germane key point, this is something, if you don't have a good memory, you need to write this down. Because Christians forbid the worshiping of the old guards, the old gods. And guards, you know, Zeus, Apollo, all those gods that Rome was forbidden to worship under Christianity, Christians were now being blamed because the gods became mad at them. Okay, and they were precipitating all these crises upon humanity. Well, Dave, we see a religious cult developing right now around the world. You look at the COP27 meeting and the extreme religious nature of that. You followed that, correct? In
yes.
Egypt, Sharm el-Sheikh, Egypt.
Well, you mean, are you talking about the new Ten Commandments that is blasphemous as anything?
You got it. Yeah, bingo. So, as we discuss what we're going to discuss today, let's ponder who are they going to blame? Because they want to worship the fallen angel gods. You know, they've been represented throughout history as different names of deities, from the sun god all the way up to the Roman gods, the pantheon of gods, all those things. They've been represented by different names, but it's all the same thing. It came out of Babylon. And that throughout history, you know, God's people have been blamed because they worship the one true God. They've been blamed for crisis after crisis after crisis after crisis. And that's documentable. If you just get the book, The City of God by St. Augustine, just read the opening, you know, chapter, you'll see that that's what happened. And with that being said, you know, we are watching right now crisis after crisis after crisis develop. Some of it's man-made. Some of it, I think, might be divine judgment. But whatever it is, let's just go and look at a few of the things that we're talking about, because it's, as you said, it's going to directly impact every person on the planet. And if you, again, with intelligence, you can have raw intelligence and still not understand why. But if you understand the why of the intelligence, then you can develop a good strategy to oppose, you know, a plan that might be coming against you to hurt you. Okay, so, you know, we just have, here's one story. We just have a bunch of, you know, happy-go-lucky, you know, morons running the country, and they're just, they're just stupid people,
well,
and they're just absolutely.
Bob, I know where you're going.
No.
There's an element of truth in that, though. Yeah, I know.
Oh, I know there isn't. That's what I'm making the point. So that's the one option. People, and a lot of people want to believe that option. They're just, I can't understand why they'd make that mistake. You know, that's common. And so a lot of people believe that, Dave. A lot of people have gone down that road, they follow down that road, and they think if they just get some other politicians in or something like that, we can correct it. That's what a vast majority of the population of the world believes. That path leads to Auschwitz. It leads to Sobibor. It leads to Soviet, you know, gulags. It leads to Camp 731, the Japanese ran. That's where it leads to. All those places where death became produced on an industrial level. And I do mean industrial, 20 million, 50 million, 100 million people. That's where, you know, they're just clumsy people doing it, and they don't understand why. We just need to get different leaders there because they'll fix it if we do. That is a deadly thinking. That is as deadly a thinking as there are Jewish people in the 20s and 30s in Germany that thought, I know Hitler wrote that stuff in Mein Kampf, but he doesn't really mean it. You know, it's just hyperbole, and, you know, he's just angry, and he's an angry old man, and so forth and so on. But, you know, millions died because they did not take that warning seriously. They did not see that the man was maniacal and that he had very nefarious plans for the human race. It wasn't by accident. It was deliberate. Same thing with Stalin. Same thing with Mao Zedong. Same thing with Idi Amin. You pick the despot, Pinochet. You pick the despot. And the majority of people who found themselves either dead, starving, or imprisoned held to the philosophy, like, why are they doing this? And they didn't see the real reason. It's deliberate. It's being run by Lucifer. It's designed to destroy the human race. Right now, there are many Social Security recipients in this country that are going to die this winter. This isn't, you know, Dave, we used to talk, you know, in the future, this is going to happen. This winter, and we're going into winter right now, there are many Americans and many in Europe that are going to die because these people's nefarious plans have cut the source of energy. And I want to address energy just for a second. You know, I do recognize overall that energy, I mean, God is the giver of wealth and the giver of, you know, advancement. And in this modern era, God has allowed us to tap these vast resources of energy. You know, where everything, if somebody's listening right now, I would challenge you to look around your room, everything from the pictures hanging on your wall to the doors on your you know, your hinges to the desk, the carpet, all of it. It's all there because of oil, coal, or gas energy. And so, you know, when they turn off the Keystone Pipeline, the Nord Stream pipeline, when they damage these ability to deliver oil, gas, coal, you know, with no new coal plants, they knowingly are putting you to death. There's nothing difference between what happened at Sobibor, which was a Polish death camp where millions died, and what these people are doing. It is identical because the results will be identical. The results will be death. Now, let's look. Why would they want to possibly kill, you know, the nice old grandma? You know, she's just a nice old lady that just knits or cans food or whatever. And, you know, because what did Hitler call them? Useless eaters.
Mm-hmm. No, so did Kissinger.
Yeah. How much, if you, you know, that you just got a Social Security raise this coming year, and say the average Social Security payment is $2,500. That's, you know, $25,000 or so a year. And you multiply that times tens of millions. If you can get rid of a large portion of those people, those useless eaters, you save a lot of money. And these people who are being run by the Luciferian agenda of the destruction of the human race, I promise you, that's part and parcel of what they're trying to accomplish. At the same time, we see this deliberate destruction of energy, coal, oil, gas, which is deliberate. I mean, you know, they want to run electric cars, which I still can't believe people are stupid enough to believe that somehow an electric car saves energy. I mean, energy used is in diminishing forms. I mean, you convert one form of energy to another form of energy, you know, electric energy into heat energy. There's a great loss in that transformation of those two types of energy. In fact, it's very inefficient transfer of energy. So when I have to take an electric car and use coal or, you know, oil to run an electric plant, or gasoline because I got a generator in my car, you know, a little portable generator in my car, and charge my electric car, anybody who thinks that's efficient and in any way saves the planet, reduces the carbon footprint, or all the other green propaganda, you know, horse manure that comes out of their, well, this thing that, you know, the cows relieve themselves with, you know, that's what you have to believe, because it's simple mathematics proves that it's extremely inefficient to take coal, make electricity, and then use it to charge a battery to run a car. That's an extremely inefficient transfer process.
Bob, they're not even
law, you know, just conservation of energy proves that.
Well, they're not trying to make sense out of it. They're just saying this is what it is.
Thing.
This is how we're going to do it, and there's no argument about it. It doesn't. Listen, they're. Nora and I were talking about this last night. Their criminality is out in front, and they don't even deny it any longer. Their inefficiency with what you're talking about with energy is out in front of everybody, and they don't deny it. It's just going to be their way, or they're going to take care of you.
Yeah, Dave, I was listening to I researched it. Gasoline as a refined product has 5,000 times the energy potential of a battery, 5,000 times. That, I mean, you can Google it and find out. So I mean, this is not something that's hidden. And plus batteries, you know, with lead or all this other stuff that they have to mine and pollute and refine, which all takes electricity to manufacture that battery. I mean, when you're seeing them spew this stuff, you have to realize this is satanic lies at their best. This is, you know, eat the apple and you will be wise. God's a meanie. You know, God's mean. He doesn't want you to understand the deeper hidden mystery things. He's trying to hide it from you. But if you eat this apple, you'll be wise. We all know how that ended. You know, the big revelation is, hey, we're butt naked. You know, that was a huge revelation. But so as we look at these things, we have to understand that it's not what the majority of people think, like, well, if we just get Republicans in there, they'll fix this. No, they won't. They can't fix it, because this is so much bigger than Congress. I mean, you know, I hear a lot of times the frustration, and some, you know, even someone like Rand Paul or you name the person, they're completely ineffective at exposing all this corruption that they want to expose. I doubt if anything will really ever come. They might do some dog and pony show, Hunter Biden, you know, the Hunter Biden show, but nothing will come of it, because what they failed to realize, what Donald Trump failed to realize, and what the American people and people of the world failed to realize, is that there really is arch evil out there. There really are hierarchies of fallen angels out there, that their goal is the destruction of the human race. And in the end, as we saw the blame game happen in Eden, we saw the blame game happen with Nero. We saw the blame game that St. Augustine mentioned in the City of God. Guess who they're going to blame for this? The gods are mad at the earth, and they've already religified this whole thing. It's Mother Gaia, COP27, it's Mother Gaia. We're like economic form, so we got to worship our mother or take care of our mother. They've deified the earth, and Romans 1 talks about that. They worship the creature more than the creator. And so they're deifying this whole movement, putting God as the stamp, so that if you do anything against Mother Gaia, i.e. the Luciferian agenda, you're going to get blamed. And you talked about food, water, you know, whatever, night vision, communication, whatever. The days of being able to buy this are coming to an end. Now, at the same time, Dave, they, and what they're doing, I really think, God, I don't think it, I know God is allowing it to happen to bring judgment on this rebellious humanity, as we see in the book of Revelation when the bowl and all these judgments are poured out on humanity. And one of them is water. You know, just doing some quick studies, and I ask people to write this down so you can write this down so you can go over it. You know, it's stunning right now what I found out. I mean, the Yangling, I think I pronounced that river correctly, in China, that thing's almost dried up. And that's a source of energy. I mean, hydroelectric energy. Massive amounts of goods go up and down that river in China. Not anymore. The Colorado River. You know that. What's happening to it, Dave? Yeah. It's drying up.
It's dry as a bone.
The Missouri River.
Yeah,
Missouri River.
You know, this is something we can't go any farther without saying this, and it's just a fact. Folks, just look up the document on my website, the Common Sense Show. Look up Air Force Owning the Weather 2025. I had one of the first released copies covertly, and I published it many, many years ago. It's all the patents for weather change technology. And people want to deny that this is real. And I'm saying, okay, look at the patents. And if you don't believe what I have, go to Nick Begich's book, Angels Don't Play That Harp. And he has many of the same patents and sometimes first generation patents before the ones I have. Ladies and gentlemen, they're changing the weather to cause droughts and famines, and that's a fact. And I'll give you the proof statement behind it. The World Economic Forum, that trains so many world leaders in the Young Global Leaders Program, they have come out and said, through Harari, the number two man in that organization, we need a mass extinction event, quote unquote. He said that 19 days ago.
Yeah. Well, Dave, going back to it, energy and water are the formation of any civilization. No energy, no water, no civilization. No energy, no water, no life. And that's what we're seeing. This is a global cosmic war on humanity. And unless, as we read the Bible, unless the Lord came in and shortened those days, no flesh would survive what these people have planned for you. Again, going back to the fact that you can help mitigate it by buying food, water, and things of protection, being able to communicate, you can do that. But anybody who has any delusion that, well, the Republicans are in charge now, we're going to change things. Yeah, well, let's just see how that goes. Dave, I've been in politics since in my early 20s, and it was always, if the Republicans get in, we're going to do this. If the Republicans get in, we're going to do that. Well, the Republicans, there's been times they've owned the presidency, the House, and the Senate, and none of those things ever got done.
Well, you know, let's expose something very quickly here. And I've said this. I'm no longer a member of the Republican Party. I will give money to Republican candidates I believe in, but I will not give them a dime. The reason being, Mitch McConnell sabotaged the election of 8 Republican America First senators, and he stabbed them in the back because he is on the take. He's on the take from China. That's public. It's public record. And then he also took $2.5 million from FTX, and so did Kevin McCarthy, and so did the RNC head, Ronan McDaniel. They all are on the take. In fact, here in Maricopa County, where I live, Bob, many of the county supervisors and the county clerk and recorder belong to organizations and PACs designed to undermine America First candidates. This is why you have rigged elections sponsored by quasi-Republicans. Here's the bottom line, Bob. Here's the summary of this. The elite of the Republican Party have been bought out, and they're owned by the same people that own the Democratic Party. That's
for sure.
That's why there's no difference.
For sure.
And that party will never see a dime from me until these leaders are gone.
So let's go on, because, you know, we've addressed the energy thing. We see energy. Energy represents fertilizer. It's made with fertilizer. And what other thing goes into the production of food, Dave? Water. You start to put this intelligence picture together now. No energy, which makes fertilizer. They're talking about using electric vehicles to harvest and plant food, which is so unbelievable. And that's just an absolutely catastrophic failure waiting to happen. We've taken the energy away. This successfully is being done, and now the water is disappearing. So let's just go through these rivers that are either dried up or in distress. The Colorado River, the Missouri River. The Colorado River flows, what, in Lake Mead? That's in Lake Mead is in critical low levels. The Snake River, the Mobile River, the Danube River, the Lorraine River in France, the Yangtze River, the Po River, the Rhine River, the Mississippi River, and like we said, the Colorado River. You know, and China, which makes so much of the world's food, Dave, they have 21% of the people. Can we guess how much percent of the world's water supply they own? 7. So here we have a nation, and 30% of their groundwater is contaminated to where it's unfit for human consumption. So, and then they're facing this massive drought. So here we have a nation who's becoming armed to the teeth. They're running out of water. Care to guess where this one ends, Dave?
Where does it end?
It ends in war.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're already pumping out water out of the Great Lakes and taking it to China.
I know. They've been doing that for over a decade and a half. Look, the old saying is true. When goods don't cross borders, armies do. And that's what's ready to
absolutely
happen.
Absolutely.
I agree.
Yeah, that's absolutely one of the great quotes of all time. Because of the water crisis in China, and they're experiencing energy crisis right now, plus for some reason they had that suicidal tendency to lock down everything for COVID, and it crippled their economy. So they're in a desperate mode. So in the United States, Joe Biden looks like some, you know, beggar on the street will beg for oil, holding that little cardboard sign up right now. He's desperate, you know, because he realizes that what he's done is absolutely catastrophic to the nation. He's out there trying to beg our enemies so we can enrich them with American dollars instead by sending our energy dollars to Iran or, you know, to Russia via Iran or via India or China or whatever. So we're in desperate straits. Like I said, Social Security people and people of lower income in this nation right now are in dire straits. I mean, it is. I was watching a CNN report. Couldn't believe they even mentioned it. They were interviewing these people. I have to keep my house like an igloo. If that's not, and we're the premier leading nation on the planet, and yet here we are. We have massive amounts of our citizenry, as you've said, heat or eat. Their house is like an igloo. They walk around in their house in parkas, keeping it just above freezing so they can afford to eat. And again, if you don't understand, if you're in the group that thinks, why would they do this? This doesn't make any sense. You really need to reevaluate your thinking pattern. I mean, you know, you've probably watched too much, you know, mainstream media and just bought the whole poison mess that they serve Americans. So, you know, China and also China built all those, you know, fake cities around the world, which there's trillions in wealth held, not around the world, but in China. You've seen all those fake cities they've built that never got finished. You know, those are still being bought and sold. Nobody wants to finish them because in China you have this belief that, you know, you have to, if somebody else was living in that place and all their little bric-a-brac and stuff like that were in the house, that could be bad juju for you. So you have to gut it and get rid of it and do it all over again. So if they finish them, actually those empty buildings become worth less. That's, you don't believe me, could you research that? They don't finish them because nobody ever wants to move into them. They're just bought and sold like baseball cards, and all the while, the whole thing is beginning to crumble. So you're going to see a very desperate China. You're already seeing a desperate United States. You're already seeing a desperate Russia, desperate Pakistan. And you could just go down that list because Pakistan has had these catastrophic floods that have destroyed massive amounts of their food. So, Dave, with the oil means no food, no energy. Water, no food, no energy. How much further do we need to go down this rabbit hole before people figure it out? Those are the two key elements of modern civilization.
Well, Bob, in our opening ad, I said very clearly that we have sacrificed society, and Tucker Carlson has echoed what I've been saying for over a year on the cult of the climate change movement and Ukraine. This is the disguise they're using to bring down the country. Let's get to the root cause. The root cause is Satan. But just staying earthly for a second, the root cause are organizations like the World Economic Forum, the G20, the G7, the people that want to bring you global governance, and they say it in their own words. It's no longer a conspiracy theory. They advocate for it. In fact, Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum said at the G20 conference, the model we want for global governance is China. Do I need to say any more?
Yeah. Well, Dave, I'm just going to say this. You know, I do have to take it to the spiritual, because it'd be like this. If I tried to blame Antifa for all they did without realizing there's direct ties to the Democratic Party, if I tried to blame BLM for all that was the entity that's responsible for it all without tying it to the Democratic Party, which is then tied to the World Economic Forum and all those other Luciferian organizations. So if you follow up the chain of command, this is where it inevitably ends, is in a Luciferian agenda to end your life, to take your freedom, to take your property, to take your food and water, you know, to heat your home, all of it. You know, just to give you an idea, China needs 10 billion barrels of water a day. 10 billion barrels of water. That's like 700 times more oil than oil. And that's just to keep their economy running. And again, massive amounts of their groundwater are contaminated, and their rivers are drying up. We see right now our rivers are drying up. We're seeing people having to slaughter their herds of animals. They can't plant the crops. The crop yields are a lot lower than what they have normally been. The price of oil is skyrocketing, so people can't heat their home. And this leads to the final thing that we see: massive unrest on the world, because we have people dying of starvation, which I'm telling you, many Americans are going to die this year because they can't stay warm and they can't eat properly. I mean, they're going to have to eat the cheapest of cheap food, which doesn't do anything related to nourish your body. It might stop the grumbling in your stomach, but it won't nourish your body at all. So you're going to see mass deaths in the United States, mass deaths in Europe. You know, China is already at that point. I mean, you see, I mean, people are fed up with the whole Amazon thing that's going on in China, and they're protesting against it. And China's going to use more and more repressive means to subjugate their people, as we see going on in the United States. They're going to use more and more repressive means. If you think what's happened to those January 6 people is an isolated case, it's coming to a door near you, to where anything, if you disagree, you'll be in the same category those people January 6 are. And it's all designed on purpose: the shortage of oil, the shortage of water, the shortage of fertilizer, the shortage of food, the shortage of electricity, diesel fuel, gasoline, the shortage of decency is all designed to bring you either under subjugation to the global world form, the Great Reset, the Luciferian satanic, you know, New World Order, or it'll kill you, or you'll resist and, you know, pay for it. Just like, again, when Nero blamed the Christians died. Under St. Augustine, the city of God, when he listed that, you know, they blamed all the earthquakes or the crop failures or the sacking of Rome by the Goths. That was all the Christians' fault, because we couldn't worship the old gods. Since they have so religified this movement with Mother Gaia as a deity, a living, actually functioning deity, and you violate Mother Gaia, you know what happens to heretics, Dave?
They get persecuted.
Prison, killed.
Yeah. Well, look, we've already been warned. Biden's given two public speeches, one with the devilish, macabre background on September 1st, and he doubled down the first week in November before the election, and his message was, you're either with us or you're a domestic terrorist.
Yeah. I mean, George Bush said the same thing about the war on terror. If you're not with us, you're the part of the enemy. And, you know, we understood that war on terror was absolutely built on false premise. And then it was all based on lies. And we went and destroyed nation after nation after nation on the for the war on terror based on a complete lie. And I think it all goes back to what they were saying in Russia, that, you know, they don't care anything about, I won't say that, Ukraine. They don't care anything really about Ukraine. It's what Ukraine can give them. And that Donald Trump realizes that they want, I mean, that Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin realizes they want the destruction of Russia for one purpose and one purpose only. So they can divide it up into provinces, have multinational corporations go in there and do what multinational corporations have done all along. They go in and they, you know, violate the nation's, you know, property laws, take the nation's resources without just compensation, and become more and more in wealth while the people of that nation become more and more impoverished, because that greed has no end. And, you know, the Luciferians, I mean, Dave, I just look at it at times just from a humanity point of view, and I look and say, Biden's 80 years old. You can tell he's only got maybe a few marbles rolling around up there. Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, I mean, these people have, you know, just they're at death's door. They're at the end of life. And yet they still have this hand trying to grab and grab and grab more. And that just shows the deceptiveness of which, the doctrine which they've bought, that this ever-ending accumulation of more and more stuff. And they're going to die. And the second they're dead, and it doesn't matter if they have billions, they're going to be the same as a crack addict on the sidewalk who died that same day. They'll stand before God in the same manner as that crack addict will have died. And so they have no understanding of judgment or the coming afterlife and where their eternal destiny is. But as they wreak havoc on this planet, there's several things that you and I can do. And this is the most important thing, because I agree with you. The havoc that they're going to wreak is happening, and it's going to happen to a greater and greater, you know, a level. First and foremost, you know, I have a lot to be thankful for. I have a thought to be thankful for my God. If you ever noticed, the Lord's Prayer opens up with, you know, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. The two main concerns of the opening of the Lord's Prayer was the worship of God and praying his kingdom comes. You know, if you are of this world and you have every one of your desires is for more and more accumulation of stuff on this planet, you cannot effectively pray that Lord's Prayer. And so the first and foremost thing we need to do is that we have to acknowledge God, that his name is to be praised, and that we are seeking his kingdom. That's the first and foremost thing that we need to do. And if you have any other priority over that, you're going to be the person whose feet are on sinking sand, that when the waves come in, we've all stood there in the ocean and just felt the sand erode underneath our feet, and our feet go deeper and deeper as, you know, the sand is washed out from underneath them. That has to be the priority of everyone's life right now, that the praise of God is on our lips for all things that we see. In fact, Jesus even said, when you see these events coming to place, all these catastrophic events happening, lift up your heads for your redemption draws near, an act of worship. So even as I see these things happening, Dave, my attitude is, Lord, your judgments are being made manifest. Praise to your name, because this kingdom is dying. This kingdom is burning.
The difference between should and would is huge here. I totally agree with what you're saying, but here's the bottom line. You know, we have these family discussions. How could anyone vote for Fetterman? I mean, how could anyone vote for Katie Hobbs, governor of Arizona? These people can't even talk. These people are stupid. They're low IQ degenerates. I mean, not even qualified to be a dog catcher, and they're major positions because they can be controlled. Here's the bottom line. As long as we have a populace that votes for people like this and watches mainstream media and engages in these hedonistic attitudes that we see out of Hollywood, accepting God to get a turnaround is a remote possibility at this point. Now, I don't put anything past God, but I also see people running from God. In fact, they're giving people who seek some kind of spiritual realm an alternative to go to, with the Ten Commandments out of the COP27 conference that basically tries to undercut Christianity. And this goes back to what the Pope said about 5 years ago when he said, you know, we need to combine religions, which is what they're doing now. He said Christianity and Islam, Chrislam is what he called it, and this is what's coming out of COP27. It's the total undermining of God, so they try to keep God from becoming a factor in world's future.
Precisely, and all along, people are siding with Lucifer, and you ask, why would people side with Lucifer? There's a story right now I'm just looking at on Red Voice Media. Teacher brags about high-tech institutionalized child grooming leading to explicit porn content. A teacher. She's holding up this little card in her hand that has all these, you know, the rainbow thing on it, and and people are going for it. I mean, people bought the jab. It seems like after the jab, the whole con thing that came out to me, people would be a little skeptical, but I don't see any skepticism at all. None at all. I mean, so, you know, we ponder and wonder how people could make those choices, Dave. You know, most of humanity will choose Lucifer in the end. Because the Bible says wide is the path to destruction and narrow is the gate that leads to life. So the majority of people say, yeah, I'll check the Lucifer box. I know there's the Jesus box there. Just go back and look at the trial of Jesus Christ. Who do they call for? Barabbas! Barabbas! Give us Barabbas! You know? And that's humanity today. And so I'm not surprised by it. I kind of expect it. But that's what humanity is crying today. Give us Barabbas. Give us Mother Gaia. Give us WEF. Give us COP27. Give us this. Give us our gruel for the day. You know, give us a little home that we can live in with 50 other people. That's what they're crying for. And that's what they're going to get. And so, you know, with that said, we just see that this world on the brink of collapse. And so that's first and foremost, is that you need to understand that you have been created in the image of God for the express purpose of serving God. And we serve him through our obedience and our worship. And so if that's not the priority of your life, I would still say that you're going to fall victim to deception. If anything else, your kids' education, your education, your 501c3, or whatever, if anything else is the prime directive in your life, you're going to fall victim to deception, which Jesus warned was the greatest of all perils in this day in which we live, deception. So, you know, with that said, you know, I just encourage people to let the praise of God always be on their lips. Always keep in the forefront of your eyes, I serve a kingdom whose builder and maker is God. And now, with that said, I'm going to do these other things. First and foremost, Dave, I want people like you around. I want people that I know are, first of all, honorable, truthful, men and women of integrity. You know, I want those people. I want to surround those people as my friends. You know, I have my best friend. He's with Florida Department of Law Enforcement. You know, many, many times I've had to go to that brother and just say, you know, I'm struggling. I need this. I need that. Give me, what do you think about this? I need some wisdom here. And because I've surrounded my people like that, you know, I have a really good friend as a former federal agent, you know, a devout Christian man. And I've gone to him time and said, pray for me. You know, so I've surrounded myself with men and women like that. You know, when I finished all my little jauntlets overseas, had some real PTSD issues. And there was a woman of God who ran a ministry, Myrtle Ministries, and boy, oh boy, just talking with her, you know, just brought things back into focus, because I kind of lost focus, brought things back into focus. So surrounding yourself with men and women of God and honorable men and women right now is probably one of the most important things you can do, because in the end, you know, it's not this life I'm trying to preserve, even though I want to live. You know, I'm dealing with cancer. People know that. I think fairly successfully I'm dealing with it, but I want to live. I love my wife. I love my children. My youngest son right now is a wife, and they're pregnant, expecting. You know, I want to live and see all that. So, I mean, that's a good thing. And you know, and not only in that realm, but even in the medical realm, I've surrounded myself with people who have alternate views of how to heal cancer. So, you know, that's so important in this day and age that we find those people who have like vision, like-minded, we have camaraderie and esprit de corps that we can say, you know, we understand the times in which we're living. I don't want to go to a church where everybody sits there and, you know, and I've been to these churches, David, you probably have too. It's like, you know, I remember this pastor was at a church and he preached this really dynamic sermon. And afterwards, somebody came up to him, and the first thing that guy said to him, and I was there, the sermon was dramatic. Now, I didn't hear the conversation between the pastor and this man. The man came up and he goes, "Hey, did you watch the football game last night?" Like, you've got to be kidding me. That's what he's thinking about the whole sermon, even though the guy was preaching an excellent expository sermon. You know, did you see the football game last night? Well, if that's your thinking, I would say you're going to fall into the deception category, and you're not going to make the ultimate pilgrimage, and that is to the city of God. And so those are so important. And then last thing, Dave, you know, God gave us life. It's a precious gift, and that's why I hate to see abortion. That's why I hate to see pedophilia. And that's why I hate to even realize right now as we're doing this program, there are men and women on the border, young Mexican women, young Mexican girls or South American women, South American guys, that are being sexually exploited in horrific manners. Those grieve me. It grieves me terribly to think that's going on right now under the auspices of a compliant government on both sides of the border. So understanding these things, I understand that judgment is coming. And maybe I'm not smart enough, but I don't have a better way to explain it than what I've explained it.
I think you've explained it well. I want to go to a little different direction now, okay? And it's the intentionality of Biden, who's paid off by China, by Ukraine, by Russia. We know this. It's not secret. It's public information. The GOP says they're going to investigate all these things. Nothing will come of this. But let's get down to brass tacks here, okay? You've got people who are purposely destroying this country. You can't take energy away from an energy country and not expect catastrophic results. How does this end, Bob? How does this whole scenario end that we're in right now?
Well, all you have to do is go back thousands of years to hundreds of years to tens of years and see, you know, the Black Book of Communism, one of the great quotes of that book, and if you've never read it, I recommend people read it. One thing godless states have in common, a lot of body bags. That's how it ends. I mean, Russia, China, Nazi Germany, Idi Amin, Pol Pot, you know, Pinochet, you name the dictator, and you see a lot of body bags.
Yeah, Biden's two speeches.
And not necessarily body bags.
Biden's two speeches,
I agree. Not necessarily body bags of our enemies, but body bags of, it's what they call a democide. Democide is the murder of people by their government. Mm-hmm. And that's what you see. I mean, the Nazis murdered a lot of their own. The Soviets obviously did. The Chinese did. You know, they murdered a lot of their own. We've murdered 70 million of our own via just abortion. I don't know how many Native Americans we murdered, how many blacks we murdered, you know, via slavery. The toll keeps adding up and up and up. So that's how it ends. And going back to the third leg of that triad I was mentioning of, you know, having a relationship with God, worshiping him, understanding that we seek the city of God, the kingdom of God. That's in the Lord's Prayer too, surrounding ourselves with those good men and women of character, men and women of faith. Three, life is precious. We all want to live it. You know, I want to live it. I want to see my great-great-grandchildren. I want to live that.
Yeah, but I want to go back to what how does this end in the democide comment that you brought up. It's timely now to reflect on what Biden said on Good Friday. He said, we need to get the guns. And he defines semi-automatics, but he says everything is a semi-automatic to him, probably including a squirt gun. But let me get to the point. The University of Hawaii did a multi-decade study, and it's on the net. You can look it up. The Democide Project, University of Hawaii, and they found in the 20th century there were 16 genocides, and every one of them was preceded by gun confiscation so the people would be defenseless. So when Biden says he wants to take your guns, what he's really saying is we want the state to be able to murder you if necessary, and you can't
take your life,
and you can't defend yourself. That's what he's saying.
Yeah, that's Orwellian double speech. That's all it is. It's code speech for we want to take your life. I mean, that's what it is. So again, Dave, I need to make that third point, you know, is that right now the window is closing because of shortages. The window is closing because of rising prices. I think last year the admitted food price inflation was 12%. And it's actually much more than that, but because when they shrink boxes from, you know, 4 ounces to 3.5 ounces or 3 ounces, they don't claim that is an inflation. That's inflation too, but they don't add that into the equation.
Figures lie, so, liars figure. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and so, you know, we still have this very short window to help mitigate the starvation that's coming. And I do say that it is starvation. I have been, and I've seen starving people. I've seen them, and I'm telling you, it breaks your heart because they're willing to do anything, sell their body, sell their children's body, sell anything to get food. You know, so you have this window left, and, you know, Dave sells the food, but quite frankly, I mean, if you picked up an extra can of beans at the grocery store every week, you know, and set it aside, you're gonna do what I call push the panic zone away. If something happened, let's just say there was a nuclear war, and you realize that the whole system broke down like it did in Italy and Germany post-war, and you couldn't get food, transportation was impossible, which, you know, train strikes, no diesel for tractor trailers, kind of like we might be headed there. You're going to start pushing that panic zone back further and further and further. 2 years is a good time, is a good goal. Now, you might not be able to do it all in one whack, but 2 years is a good goal to say, I want to have water. That's why I'm telling people now, not using credit cards, using cash, going to, you know, 7-Elevens and, you know, buy a case of water, that you start setting that water aside. If water filters are great, but if you don't have water, not so great. And so I would start buying that water right now. And getting the food, I'm big on communication because I want to be able to talk with my friends and family. I want to be able to, you know, I'm a community prepper. I want to be able to work with my law enforcement elements. I want to be able to work with the churches, the ones that are willing. I want to be able to work with civic organizations in my area to, you know, strengthen the resources of our area and utilize the resources of our area so that more and more people can survive. At the same time, all those resources can be brought to bear to prevent bad people from coming in, warlords, whatever you want to call them, drug dealers, sex peddlers, whatever. You know, we can prevent that from happening. So, Dave, that's a triad that's, you know, we have a nuclear triad in this country, you know, our bombers, our land-based, and our submarine-based ballistic missiles. Well, that's a triad, I think, for survival. God is on the throne. I owe him my obeisance, my worship. I want to see his kingdom. I surround myself with good men and women of faith. And then the third thing is I definitely stock up right now.
Yeah, but I would say this. I'll go back to number two, and I agree with stock up, and we're going to have to conclude with this. But God is not going to honor this nation until we repent.
No.
Until we repent and start following the teachings that we know we should be doing. And that, I mean, we're a nation under judgment. There's no question about it by any measure. Bob, you talked about it, and you need resources here. We got about a minute left. And you own Ready-Made Resources. I think it's the best prepping organization in the country. Take a minute and tell people about it.
Okay, well, it's readymaderesources.com. Two things I want to mention right now. We do have a lot of really spectacular sales going on with our night vision. We've lowered the cost of one of the night vision units. If people go to our website and type in 2400 FOM, F-O-M, which figure of merit, and they'll see that we not only lowered the price on it $400, but we're also giving from a 2400 FOM to a 2600 FOM unit, so we're going to upgrade. So that's on sale for the weekend. We do have financing on that, and that higher that FOM number, the better it works in extreme low light conditions. So, and we do use, most people use what's called an XL type tube, which can have little black spots in it. Our tubes are XLS tubes, which means they don't have those little black spots. Not that the black spots hurt anything, but they're just kind of an inconvenience looking through them and see them on your night vision tube. We have those on sale. We have some thermal units on sale. We have radio equipment on sale, and the big thing is, you know, Dave, as a Christian man, I'm willing to pray with people, and I do have people call me up asking to pray for them, and I'm willing to, you know, help you devise a plan for your geographic location, your family size, the constituents in your family, whether they're young or old, and, you know, come up with a plan that will, again, make you better prepared for this horror that is coming. And only divine intervention right now will stop what is coming, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, not until we repent, so, as I said. Bob, give out your contact information. We're right up against the end.
Okay. They can get me, they can call me now, 800-627-3809, 800-627-3809.
Bob, thanks so much for this expert analysis, both spiritually, economically, and socially. We are in big trouble, and folks, if you don't turn to Jesus, game over. Thanks, Bob.
Quite welcome. God bless, Dave. Thank you.